session, is that what we're talking about, I suppose? Any discussion or debate?
Yes, I'm not agreeing to a night session, I'll agree to a recess till 7, we'll take a look at it, but...
I shouldn't have called it a night session, we'll recess to a 7 o'clock session. Call it whatever you will. Is there any discussion, is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand in recess till 7 o'clock. So you have a pre-conference committee on the last meeting? Was it 6 or 7? Bring it first.
Hey, hot stuff.
We'll do it first thing. Where is 682? Do you have a copy of 682? Resources? Yeah. I don't have a copy of that. I want you to. Senate will come to order. Senator Holman?
I think I just would sit down now.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got my votes yet, sir.
Madam Secretary, we revert to the messages from special committees. Would you take up the pre-conference committee on report on 627?
President?
Senator Mussini?
Is it your intention to take up those measures that are votable at this time?
Yes.
Thank you.
627, Madam Secretary.
June 18, Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, the pre-conference committee, which has had committee substitute for House Bill Number 627, Finance, an Act appropriating to the operating expenses of the state government, effective date, and Senate CS for CS for HB 627, appropriating to the operating and capital expenses of the state government, recommends that pre-conference committee substitute or Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 27, appropriating for the operating and capital expenses of the state government and providing for an effective date be adopted, signed Senate members, Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Holman, Senator Rader, House members, Representative Cooper, Chairman, Representative Haugen, Representative Greening did not sign.
We have a motion to adopt the pre-conference committee report. Senator Tillian,
I move to the adoption of the pre-conference committee report.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
Is this a capital budget and operating budget? Discussion or debate? Senator Ray?
Sir, some of us haven't had a chance to look at this. How long has it been there?
An hour or so.
6:15. 2 hours.
6:15 hours before.
This is the capital and operating budget, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, President, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't pass it, but at the same time, there are one or two things I would like to look at. Rather than to hold up business, perhaps we could just put this over for maybe 10 minutes?
Well, why don't we, if you wish to, leave this on the Secretary's table in its present posture and receive to another pre-conference committee report. Give you a chance to leaf through it here.
I would appreciate that.
Without objection. Madam Secretary, we have a pre-conference committee report on 186. Senate Bill 186.
The pre-conference committee, which has Senate Bill number 186 amended, suspension and removal of judge, and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 186 amended House, judicial officers under consideration, recommends that pre-conference committee substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 186, judicial officers, be adopted. Signing, Senate members, Senator Croft, Chairman, Senator Ray did not sign, Senator Rohde, House members, Terry Gardner, Representative Carpenter, and Representative Greening did not sign.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the free conference committee substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 186 be adopted.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, this is the bill that relates to, at least originally related to, the removal of judges. A section was added regarding the rights of the state to issue subpoenas for the production of documents and other physical evidence. There was some controversy within in the pre-conference committee on this. Senator Ray did refuse to sign, and I believe has some comments, and I'll possibly, Senator Ziegler also has some comments on this, and I'll yield the floor to Senator Ray.
Senator Ray, sir.
Mr. President, it appears we have conflicting reports from people within the administration, within the Department of Law, and as far as I can see in the committee substitute, the pre-conference substitute, and under Section A, I think it would create an unnecessary evil in many cases where evidence is obtained with a search warrant in respect to whether the evidence is connected with a crime or just mere evidence of a crime. It's really very hard for a layman to understand the technicalities provided there, but there is enough disagreement with the participants that it would seem that possibly we are moving a little bit too fast with this thing. And I've talked to the district attorney, and he was upset with it. Said it would put the third person possibly in a dangerous position where they could receive serious injury or possible loss of life. So I refused to sign the report. I know it is of great interest to some people. At the same time, I think that it could be a great miscarriage of justice in that it would create a problem for a third party who had no really evidence or partial to a crime. We're going to be back here soon enough, and I would think that there's enough problems with the bill that I would ask that it not be approved.
Any further discussion or debate? Senator Tilliam.
I do wish to rise an objection to it. I heard there was a disagreement within the administration and checked it out. There isn't. It's just considered a bum bill. I just assume, I talked to Mr. Hickey, and it really hampered the police and their work.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I agree with the two previous speakers. Apparently, we are overreacting and in great haste, and I think the Alaskan press, as far as I know, has not encountered the same problem that's been encountered elsewhere, and that if we defeated the free conference committee report, between now and next January, enough work can be done to bring back a bill which would accomplish that which we strive to do, rather than to adopt this. I think the fears which have been expressed are well-grounded, and I would urge a defeat of the Free Conference Committee report. I do this with some reluctance, I might add.
Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, may we have the mayor
briefly? Still stand at ease.
Really did.
Senator Huber, sitting on the floor. Senate will come back to order. Senator Huber?
Mr. President,
I was greatly in favor of this type of legislation, but just a few moments ago, I had a talk with a local prosecutor, Mr. Hickey, and I agree with him that there isn't any of this taking place in Alaska, or has any of it taken place recently. And in order to keep a bill from like this from going on the books in the last few minutes of a session, when we are in fever pitch for adjournment and are steamrolling along, when nothing is being damaged, I would suggest that we listen to the prosecutors and others, that we don't need it now. If we'd had some cases like this and some problems in Alaska, maybe we'd have to plug the hole now. But I think we better listen to the people that we have hired to do the prosecutions.
Question. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, let me present the other side of the issue. The bill was drafted in an effort to protect Alaskans who from fishing expeditions, and that is from search warrants that can be served when there is a desire to search a great deal of property with no specificity, being the guidelines. The bill, Section 2, would require that a subpoena rather than a warrant be used if there was, if the person was not suspected of a crime and the property was not contraband. It's intended to prevent things such as open-ended searches of newspaper offices, attorney's offices, doctor's offices. And I think there is merit to the bill. I think there is some controversy, but it is an attempt to protect the rights of a great many people.
Do we have any further discussion or debate?
Mr. President,
Senator Huber,
it's more than being like a fishing expedition. It's more like declaring a bounty on wolves when there's only one left.
Any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate adopt the Free Conference Committee report as indicated by Free Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 186? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Please send to which change his or her vote. Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 4 yeas, 12 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to adopt the pre-conference committee report, and the bill is lost. Objection,
will
take up 954.
The Free Conference Committee, which considered, the second Free Conference Committee, which considered House Bill 954 and House Bill 954 amended Senate, recommends that House Bill 954 FCC, making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the acquisition of a site for permanent maintenance facility for state ferries with an effective date, be adopted. Signing, Senate members, Senator Butkovich, Chairman, Senator Hackney, Senator Pullen, House members, Representative Cotton, Chairman, Representative Brown, Representative Eliason, signed, ridiculous.
Right. Representative Butkovich.
Mr. President, I would move the adoption of the Free Conference Committee report.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, all this does is provide the funds for the facility in Ketchikan. As you know, we added Hawk Bay in the bill over here, and it was lost in the House when they failed to adopt the first Free Conference Committee report. All we do in effect now is provide for the one facility in Ketchikan, and we salvage that much at least. I would urge its adoption.
Any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall the second Free Conference Committee report as indicated by House Bill 954, parentheses, Free Conference Committee, in parentheses, should that report be adopted? Senator Ray.
I feel very badly about this. I'm sure that the Free Conference Committee worked as hard as they could. See if the facility is on pay was protected. I know the Senate voted unanimously for it. And I want to thank the Free Conference Committee for attempting to keep the facility in, especially when it's fit so closely in and the work is going to be done on the Monterey site. I'm sorry that the other house cannot see it, but it seems to be a terrible loss of taxpayer money. Of course, we do things every day, I suppose, losing taxpayers' money. I guess this is just one more thing we do.
Question is, shall the Senate adopt the Free Conference Committee report as represented by House Bill 954, parentheses, Free Conference Committee, end of parentheses. Senators may proceed to vote. If all senators voted, I think Senator wishes to change his or her vote. Any other senator who wishes to change their vote? Any other senator? Could the secretary take the vote?
The roll shows 12 yeas, 4 nays.
And so the Free Conference Committee report is adopted and the bill has passed the Senate. Does that have an effective date? Yes, it does.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none,
Only had 12.
I'm sorry, all right. The question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Senator Huber? Have all senators voted? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas.
And so the effective date clause is adopted. Senate has about something to see 10, 15 minutes worth of work in front of it. We can adjourn if we want to do it. We have before us the Free Conference Committee report on the operating budget and the capital budget. Bill 627. We took it up a few moments ago. A motion was made to adopt the Free Conference Committee report. The matter was asked to be held a brief period of time. We take it up again. Without objection, it's before us. The motion has been made to adopt the pre-conference committee substitute. Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate adopt pre-conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 627? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll? Then we'll come to order. Madam Secretary, is your tally correct on your paper? Avoid that tally and vote again.
Mr. President, would the secretary please post the board correctly, too?
We will vote again. The question is, shall the Senate adopt the pre-conference committee report as represented by pre-conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute, committee substitute for House Bill number 627? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Has any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 3 excused, 1 absent.
And so the pre-conference committee substitute has been adopted and House Bill 627 has passed the Senate. Senator Plata.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the effective date clause is adopted. Take a notice of reconsideration, sir, if
it would be appropriate. Right. Mr. President, I give notice of my vote on House Bill 627 and request that it be taken up at this time.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. Any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate adopt the pre-conference committee report as indicated by pre-conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 627? Senators may proceed to vote.
What are we doing?
All senators voted. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 16 yeas.
So the conference committee report is accepted. House Bill 627 is passed the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
We have a message. Here we are. Senate will come to order. We have another pre-conference committee report, Madam Secretary. Senator Holmes,
President, House Bill 682 be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
Is there any objection? Hearing so ordered. Hearing none, so ordered. Secretary Reed, 682 House Bill.
May substitute for House Bill 682 Finance Renewable Resources Funds. The Judiciary Committee had this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Tillian. This was the 682 Finance. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be made a special order of business. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman and Tillian. There are no amendments.
Senator Plata.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 682 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Let's see what you read. There is objection. There is objection. Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
It takes, 3/4, 15 to advance.
No.
Yes.
For second, third reading.
Yes.
15. Is there any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall we advance from second to third reading? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 5 nays.
And so the bill remains in second reading. Next order, we have another message, free conference committee report, Madam Secretary.
Free conference committee, which has had House Bill 933 amended and Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 933, recommends that free conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill 933, compensation and benefits for certain state officers and employees effective date be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, Senator Tillian, Senator Ferguson, House members, Representative Duncan, Chairman, Representative Meekins, Representative Eliason.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 933.
The floor, sir.
Essentially, what the conferees agreed upon was this. For whatever reason, the House didn't want the 5% flat across the board raise for judicial officers and insisted upon a geographical cost of living increase, and the Senate conferees agreed to that. The Free Conference Committee version takes the Alaska Transportation System from the jurisdiction of the Salary Commission and places them in Range 27, Step C. And the other members of the other commissions will remain under the Salary Commission. That would be the Limited Entry Commission, the Alaska Public Offices Commission, the Alaska Public Utilities Commission, and the Pipeline Commission. At best, it's a compromise, but I think it's a worthwhile one, and I would urge the acceptance of the Free Conference Committee report.
Further discussion of the debate, Senator Ray?
Because of constitutional requirements, I would move that I be allowed to abstain from voting on this bill.
Object.
There is objection. Any further discussion of the debate?
May I enforce the vote, sir?
Yes, sir. any further discussion of the debate? The question is, shall the Free Conference Committee report be accepted as indicated by Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 933? Senators may proceed to vote. All senators voted. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 nay.
So the conference committee report has been accepted and the bill has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of the bill be the roll call vote on effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Effective date clause is adopted. Senator Coleman? Without objection, we revert to messages from the House.
Message of June 18. The House has failed to adopt the report on the Free Conference Committee on Committee Substitute for House Bill 720 Finance and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 720, thus failing to adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for SCS for CS for HB 720, Disposal of State Land.
It requires no action.
Mr. President.
Senator Huber.
May I make an inquiry? That was the first Free Conference Committee, was it not?
Secretary,
Mr. President, through the chair, I'd ask of Senator Poland, isn't it necessary that some of the provisions in that act be enacted because of other acts that we passed? I believe the protection for the mental health lands, I may be wrong and I'm asking through the chair, the protection of the mental health lands was embodied in that bill, I think Senator Poland told me, in the final interview.
Senator Poland.
Yes, the trust for the mental health lands was in that bill, Senator Huber.
As I understand the House leadership, and I may understand, misunderstand it, that's pretty easy to happen at this stage, but as I understand it, they're trying to hustle up their votes to adopt 727, but the fact of the matter is at this stage they haven't.
Okay, so it would serve our purposes just to sit tight for a while then.
for a while if you mean by like 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it's...
longer than that.
Mr. President, I don't know whether I'm talking about 5 minutes or a couple hours. I'm as interested in getting out of here as you are, sir. But I hate to create some disasters in my hurry to leave.
We have at least 1,000 bills that we're leaving on the floor here, and we can take up as many of those as we want to, including that one. Senator Martino.
Senate Bill 159, which we adopted earlier, and I understand the House has also adopted.
I have no records on that.
That addressed trust lands also, as did, to a certain extent, House Bill 133. Maybe through Senator Poland, it seemed to me that the trust land provisions in 720 and 159 were very similar. Is that correct?
Senator Poland?
They were fairly similar, although the trust for the mental health lands was, unless there was a change in 133 that I wasn't aware of, wasn't set up as the same as it was in 720.
We have no further business to come before us, except it looks to me like we can, the question is whether, would you ask Senator Holman to come in? As near as I can see, at least on the list, he's in the stand of these. The Senate will come back to order.
Mr. President.
Senator Fleming.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate recess for 15 minutes.
Just so that everybody understands where I think we are, at least, we have the permanent fund matter to take up and possibly the capital development corporation plan to take up. Those matters, as we all know, have been 15 minutes away from resolution for about 15 months. And we have a request by members to terminate this night session. I don't think, frankly, that this legislature ought to stay in session to consider either one of these matters, and we can't get rewards within the next 10 or 15 minutes. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to vote for a sine die resolution here, and we come back in about 15 minutes if those matters aren't before us. And the people who have kept them from coming before us can make the report to the public, and we'll just let those chips fall where they do. As far as I'm concerned, we'll stand in recess for 15 minutes.
Mr. President, I wonder if we could just hold for this 1 second.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
I call the Senate.
Senator, call. The call is not satisfied. I understood there was intent to lift the call.
Mr. President, I remove my call.
The call has been lifted.
Mr. President,
Senator Ray.
It's come to my mind that possibly with the way things are moving that we could get out of here this evening, and rather than to see somebody's bill possibly lose when it has an opportunity to gain, I would move that we rescind our action in failing to adopt or to advance the third reading and committee substitute for, I believe, House Bill 682.
682, Renewable Resources.
I ask unanimous consent.
Any objection? Hearing done, we have rescinded our failure to advance on 682. We have 682 before us in second reading. A motion has been made to advance to third reading. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we're in third reading. Secretary.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 682, Finance. By the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Renewable Resources Funds.
May I have a copy of the bill, please? Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, are we on the call right now?
No, the call has been lifted. Well, somebody, I place a call in. Call is reestablished. We have before us 682 in third reading. Is there discussion or debate?
Mr. President, is there a chance that I could get a copy of it to look at?
This, I think, has been on the desk for 3 days, sir.
Well, I have maybe I have lost it and buried in this mess, but I don't have one, and I would like to look. I'm not trying to tie anyone.
It's been in your bill folder since March 9th.
No, sir. The only thing is CF-82682. Is that the one?
CS for House Bill 682 Finance.
That's the House version, the House Finance version.
I can't tell you anything except it's committee substitute for House Bill number 682 Finance, sir.
That I do not have, and it's not in my bill folder, and it's never been in it.
Will somebody please help that gentleman?
President.
Mr. President.
Well, I don't think...
Senate will come to order. You're going to be helped, sir.
Sir?
You stand at ease. Substitute for House Bill 682 Finance. Is there any discussion or debate?
Is there a call on this?
No, there is not. I have not replaced a call. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 682 Finance pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas.
And so the bill has passed the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Pletta.
Is there an effective date?
No, there is no effective date. Well, sure.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I serve as notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 682. And ask that reconsideration be taken up this time.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 682 Finance, an act relating to renewable resources funds.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
I see the bill. Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 682 Finance pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Senator Richard change his or her vote. The Secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
And so the bill has passed the Senate. Reconsideration. Next order is House Bill 855. Staff continue to distribute bills, try to avoid passing between the chair and whoever is speaking, but they'll continue to distribute bills. Senator Sackett on 855, sir.
Mr. President.
Mr. Senator Sackett.
The second free conference committee, which had House Bill 855 and House Bill 855 amended Senate, relating to public corporations or other municipal instrumentalities under consideration, recommends that free conference committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 855, second free conference committee, planning for and development of the new Alaska capital, including incorporation of a new capital city, effective date be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senator Tillian, Chairman, Senator Sackett, Senator Coletta, House members, Representative Bradley, no recommendation, Representative Nakak, Representative Urien.
Senator Sackett.
Move for adoption of the second free conference.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Mr. President?
Senator Blatter?
Call the Senate.
Yes, without objection, President Galloway, can you begin? Who is the place to call? Is there any member continuing to place a call?
Senator Orsini.
Senator Orsini is excused.
Senator Holm.
Well, we can go ahead without that. Is there still a call? Is there any member continuing a call on the Senate?
Yes, Mr. President, I do. Senator Holman's not here.
Well, this time, I want to instruct the Sergeant of Arms to place yourself in front of the door. Nobody leaves. If they do, a member of the staff accompanies them. And if you have to call the state police to get some help to get people in here, that's part of the authority. We have another free conference committee report, Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Senator Cletta.
That wasn't the type of matter I was referring to. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be extended the personal privilege of the floor, please.
Without objection, sir, you have it.
Mr. President, as is customary at the close of any session, generally the members get together. In this session being no exception, we did do that very thing. And we have a token of our appreciation for you. The time may seem inappropriate, but nonetheless, it's given with genuine sincerity by each and every one of us. And hopefully, it will temper just a little bit the attitudes that have a way of straying every now and then. So with your permission, I'd like to present this to you on behalf of the entire Senate.
I would like to soak this in a bucket of water for 3 days. Senator Huber, did you have anything
Mr. President, I assure you I had nothing to do with that, but if I had brought it up, you probably would have had to soak it.
Mr. President, the mask is most certainly appropriate, and especially under the present circumstance. It's entitled The Overseer.
He doesn't look very happy, does he? Somebody once asked me, what were you before you were in politics? And I said, I was happy. We have before us, 855, a motion to adopt the free conference committee report. We still haven't met our satisfied our call. Madam Secretary, you have another item on your desk.
Here you go.
Let's continue with free conference committee on House Bill 855, second free conference committee. Senator Sackett. It has been moved. Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
Senator Willis?
Mr. President, I probably expressed myself pretty firmly a little earlier on the first free conference committee report on this capital site planning bill. I felt that the one that we turned down was the bill that we should have went with. I really don't like to see us rewrite legislation in the final hours of a legislative period. especially when so much work has gone into this particular piece of legislation. It's gone through a long, laborious process at the Capital Planning Commission level, as it worked its way through the various committees of this legislature. This particular piece of legislation was really given the once-over. And then to have it changed very drastically in the last hours of a legislature really leaves something to be desired. However, in view of the fact that this is vital and necessary legislation, and so I personally would not be put in the position of being completely irresponsible for not voting for it, I am going to support it and would urge the body to do it.
Question.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
Question.
Mr. President.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I listened to what was said by my friend from Eagle River, and I can't find all that much difference. I didn't support the bill before. Yes, the bill isn't quite as bad, but it's still pretty bad, and that's from one reading through, and I sure can't support it.
Any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate adopt a free conference committee report as indicated by free conference committee substitute for House Bill number 855, second free conference committee? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does each senator wish to change his or her vote? Will the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 11 yeas, 6 nays.
And so the free conference committee report has been accepted and House Bill 855 has passed the Senate. It is an effective date clause.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
Is there any objection?
You have to vote.
That's right. Beg your pardon. Any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Will the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 17 yeas.
So the effective date clause is adopted. We have the permanent fund matters. Matter has been distributed, I think the material has. Senator Holman?
Sir, we have, I believe it might have probably been drafted in the bill, that Billy Barrier of Legislative Affairs working on it with the speaker and with staff,
and they haven't completed their work as well. The note that I just got indicates that the bill resolved the problem in about 30 minutes. What's the will of the body? As far as I'm concerned, this is the thing that stands between us and the sine die. German, excuse me, we have a new free conference committee report. You might as well, we have another free conference committee report. We might as well take that up at this time. Madam Secretary, may I have a copy of the other?
Free Conference Committee, which considered House Bill 222 amended, public scrutiny of the budget formulation process, and Senate CS for House Bill 222 rules, state planning, the budget formulation process, and state bonding, recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 222 relating to planning and funding of capital construction projects be adopted. Signed Senate members, Senator Holman, Chairman, Senator Sackett, Senator Willis, House members, Representative Greening, Chairman, did not sign. Representatives Malone and Haugen.
Are we prepared to proceed on that? Are we prepared to proceed on 222.
Mr. President, I move to adopt the free conference committee, committee substitute, Senate committee substitute for House Bill 222.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate adopt a free conference committee, shall the Senate adopt a free conference committee report as indicated by free conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 222? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 6 nays.
And so, the free conference committee report has been adopted, and House Bill 222 has passed the Senate. There is no effective date. Madam Secretary, do you have anything else on your desk? Senator Butkovich?
Mr. President, are we still under a call?
I believe we are. What's the will of the, Senator Sandys?
Mr. President, I remove my call.
I place the call.
I can't remove yours.
Whatever happened to the, Holman's,
It's still before us, too. Get the hell out of here tonight, Jesus Christ.
You mean permanently?
I'm at Fund 596, yeah.
I said, but you mean permanently out of here?
Oh, no. There's still, he wants all kinds of time.
Mr. President?
Are you seeking the floor, sir?
Yes, sir.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President, the clause of the draft in the, permanent fund bill 596 are apparently of such a nature that they can't be cured in 30 minutes of work. It would require, the bill wouldn't be ready for tomorrow. I'll yield to your judgment.
My judgment is we should adjourn sine die. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn sine die.
That is a debatable motion. Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall the Senate adjourn sine die? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Mr. President?
Ferguson? Any other senator wish to change their vote?
God damn you, bastard.
Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 8 yeas, 10 nays to excuse.
So we have failed to adjourn sine die.
Mr. President, parliamentary inquiry.
Senator Ziegler?
Would a motion to adjourn till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning be in order?
be in order.
I will so move you, Mr. President.
A motion to adjourn to a time certain is a debatable motion.
Object.
There is objection, Senator Hackman.
Mr. President, I would move to amend the motion to make it 9 o'clock.
I concur.
Object.
Object.
There is objection. Is there any discussion or debate, Senator Orsini?
President, we got a note from the Commissioner of Transportation saying the ferry northbound around noon tomorrow. I don't know if we'll be in such a position to adjourn by that time if these insurmountable problems will be rectified. If other additional bills and legislation will be before us at that time, I'd like to be on that vote. If we have to come at 8, we'll be.
We have a motion to adjourn until 9 o'clock in the morning. Senator Holman. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move that we amend Senator Ziegler's motion to end sine die.
Question.
The motion then is again before us to adjourn sine die. Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, so the legislature adjourned sine die. Senator may proceed to vote. All senators voted. Does each senator wish to change his or her vote? With the second?
Bradley. I thought we were going to call the House. So that vote is valid.
That's right. We'll avoid the placed it. We'll place the call again.
Anybody want to change their vote? Oh,
the call has been lifted. We have before us.
I call a Senate.
The call is placed again. Satisfied. We have before us a motion to adjourn sine die. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, before adjournment, I'd like to take up my committee substitute, reconsideration committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution, Resolution 23 and Senate Joint Resolution 29.
Your motion's out of order, sir. A motion to adjourn takes precedence. Is there any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate of this legislature adjourn sine die? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to take change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll? And so the Senate has adjourned sine die. Appoint Senators Butrovich and Ziegler to carry a message to the House extending to them our best wishes and advising them of our action. I appoint Senator Sackett and Veland to deliver a message to the Governor expressing our best wishes and telling him also that we have signed sine die.
Ziegler and
Butrovich.